Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We need to talk about Purvis Staples. Let me do that right now while we're waiting to make a connection with Dean. One of the co-founders of the famed Staples Singers, Purvis Staples, has passed away at the age of 85. He died in his South Suburban Dalton home. I believe we have Dean with us now talking about Purvis Staples, Dean, and certainly a big part of the Chicago music scene for a long time. Let's play a little bit of one of our favorite Staples Singers songs here and talk a little bit about this, because he was a true Chicago legend. In fact, all of the Staples Singers have been, Pops and the rest. What else can you tell us about this, Dean?
Well, Purvis Staples is the staple that we are talking about today. He's one of the co-founding members of the legendary Staples Singers. Died at his home in Dalton just last week. Cause of death not announced. But, you know, this is just one of the legendary sounds of the 70s. The song Respect Yourself and songs like Let's Do It Again, If You're Ready, Come Go With Me.
I'll Take You There.
Right. I mean, just so many great songs from this legendary group. First in R&B and then in pop and then in gospel, in many ways still in gospel with the legendary Mavis Staples. But Purvis Staples was a guitar player, harmonizer with the group, along with Pops and his siblings, Mavis, Cleotha, and Yvonne. And he was 85 years old, a family member talking about how back in the day he would stand out on the street corner with Sam Cooke, Lou Rawls, and Jerry Butler.
How about that?
And do some doo-wop singing right on the corner. How about that?
He was
said to have been very close friends with Bob Dylan, of all people. But he is truly a legendary singer, and our condolences to the Staple family on the loss of one of the great Staple Singers. You know, we're just talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees for this year. Yesterday, Staple Singers back in 1999 were inducted and also achieved a Lifetime Achievement Awards at the Grammy Awards back in 2005. So very, very prominent role in music.
Ellen DeGeneres, why is she leaving now? What do you think?
She says that it is no longer a creative challenge for her. That's what the announcement was yesterday. I mean, she started doing the show 18 years ago. The show's been on the air now for 18 years. And yesterday she said that, you know, for creative people, you've got to have a challenge. And although she loves the show and it's still fun, it's just not the challenge that it once was. So she's going to call it quits, which means you're all going to have to do your own dancing wherever you are at 3 o'clock in the afternoon from now on. But, you know, she's given away millions of dollars. She's been an extremely charitable show. She has talked with everybody, made headlines on the show. But unfortunately, for the last year, the headlines on that show have been that of what's been called toxic workplace, for which Ellen apologized and, you know, tried to address. But she said her leaving the show has nothing to do with that, that it was already in the plans for her to call it quits after the 19th season. So she'll finish this season. She'll do one more season after that. After number 19, she'll call it quits. And the early word on who might replace her is Tiffany Haddish.
Really?
Comedian Tiffany Haddish, who has guest hosted for her several times. And the executives who run the show say that they really love Tiffany Haddish, that she's, you know, full of humor. She's full of empathy. She's a fresh face. They think that she would do a really good job. So at the moment, she is top of the list to get that prime afternoon slot. They're also saying that Kelly Clarkson, who has one of the more successful daytime talk shows right now, could move up into the Ellen time slot, which is the prime afternoon time slot. And, you know, maybe somebody else takes over the other spot. Drew Barrymore's name is coming up right now. Her talk show is, you know, seems to be working really well right now. But after, not this season, but next season, that's going to be it for Ellen. But, and, you know, don't feel bad for her. She's got plenty of other TV shows and projects and four new projects that are going to be coming up soon on HBO Max.
The other big TV news, another one of these live musicals, is it NBC that's going to be doing it?
NBC is going to be doing it. One network or another lately has been doing these live Broadway musicals, usually in December, usually right before Christmas time. And this year they announced that it's going to be Annie, the musical, which is you know, based on the comic strip. Uncle Dean, what's a comic strip? Does anyone even still read those, I wonder? Based on Little Orphan Annie.
Are they still in the paper?
I don't know.
Is there still a paper?
I was going to say, I can't even remember the last time I held a physical newspaper in my hands. That's kind of a sad statement. Sorry, Chicago Tribune and Sun-Times. I just haven't. I look at you online all the time. I haven't seen if the comic strips are still there or not. But the original Broadway production of Annie opened in 1977. It won 7 Tony Awards. It ran for nearly 6 years. It's one of the most successful Broadway musicals and has been adapted for the movies 3 different times. So in December, they haven't given an exact date yet. NBC and the Peacock streaming service will be airing this Annie live. So we'll see which fresh-faced, curly-haired, little red-headed girl they find to take the spot this time.
And we're talking entertainment with Dean Richards. And we have a celebrity real estate report this morning.
I love reporting these whenever I can. And we've got a good one today. You know, everyone's talking about the real estate boom that's going on right now, the housing market. You can't have a house on the market for more than a couple of days before, you know, somebody snatches it up and pays above the asking price. That is, unless the house was once owned by Frank Sinatra, apparently. Sinatra's Palm Springs Hideaway is up for sale again. Now, this place was first listed in 2007 and has pretty much been on the market every year since then, failing to attract a buyer every time. It's kind of amazing because it's kind of a cool-looking place.
Is the price too high?
Well, I'll tell you how much, and you can decide if that's it's too much. Let me first you know, give you all the positives. This was it's a complex that sits atop a mountain over the Palm Desert. It's first built in 1967, so it's got kind of this very mid-century look to it, but it's kind of a rustic retreat as well. 7.5 acres. 6,400 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 6 baths, guest house, a pool, a lighted tennis court, a helipad, which would be handy for Bob. I'm just saying, if you want to buy that, because I know you do helicopter into downtown Chicago every morning.
Yeah, I like that.
And also parking on this property for 24 cars. So, you know, it's fairly sprawling. The listing price for it right now is $4.25 million.
That doesn't sound like much. For 24 cars, did you say?
24 car parking lot.
Oh, man. Yeah, it does, for all that, it sounds fairly reasonable.
It's a bargain. Yeah, it's a bargain right now. But for some reason, even though this has been on the market basically for 14 years, nobody is touching this house. So you would think that, you know, Sinatra fans would want to buy it because that's, you know, who knows how much ring-a-ding-ding went on in that place.
I've been to that area. It's kind of nice there. I mean, the reason I'm not going to buy it is because I don't have 24 friends. So maybe that's why it's still
not
on the
ones
market.
Not ones that have driver's licenses. Anyway, but yeah, there. I mean, you know, probably Elvis Presley was his neighbor. And,
yeah.
You know, Joey Bishop. I mean,
that
area
there.
Where all those cool old mid-century homes are still there. When I was there a couple of years ago, I went on a celebrity bus tour. I love doing those like touristy things when I'm someplace, but I went on one of these celebrity homes bus tours, and they took us where Liberace lived and Elvis and, you know, all this. And the house that Dean Martin had in Palm Springs was for sale. Mm-hmm. It was for sale. It wasn't in good shape. It needed a lot of updating. But it's cool to see, you know, these places where all the Hollywood types hobnobbed during their time. Lucy and Desi had a place in Palm Springs.
All the streets are named after celebrities.
Right.
I took a little walk. I think I was in the intersection of George Kirby and Nipsey Russell Boulevard, if I'm not mistaken.
I drove down Gene Autry Boulevard and Bob Hope Street many times there.
Yeah. New role for Felicia Rashad. What's going on with her?
Yeah, you know, we know her as Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show and roles in This Is Us and Empire and the Creed movies. She directed theater at the Goodman Theater here in Chicago. But now Felicia Rashad is taking on a new role. She has been appointed the dean of the College of Fine Arts at Howard University, which is her alma mater. She graduated there in 1970. The provost at Howard University says that her passion for the arts and for student success make her the perfect fit for this job that she starts on July the 1st.
LeVar Burton's book club is coming soon, and is this going to be like Oprah's?
I think so. It's definitely what it sounds like. You know, LeVar Burton is so well known for his Reading Rainbow and, you know, other. He's currently hosts a podcast, LeVar Burton Reads, which he encourages people to open books. Crazy concept. Open books, read books. And he is starting a book club now in which, you know, everyone will read the same book, gather on the app, which is called Fable, which I'm told is a reading social platform. The first book that he has selected is called Go Tell It on the Mountain by James Baldwin. And, it's a nice thing to encourage people back to books, and everyone will discuss. It's just like, you know, having a book club of friends, same kind of deal. That said, LeVar Burton is going to be doing his guest hosting of Jeopardy. Those are going to be on the air next week. In late July. He's on for a week in late July, so we'll look forward to seeing him. And a lot of people think that he could wind up being the permanent host of Jeopardy when all the guest hosting is done.
When are they announcing that? Do we
know? They haven't said yet. I imagine it'll be, you know, when the new season, will begin probably in the fall. They'll probably announce a new host then, but they haven't said for sure. They're still going through all their hosts. Have you taped your week of co-hosting Jeopardy yet?
No, but one day I'll tell you my story about a Wheel of Fortune taping I was involved in.
Oh.
That was a disaster.
Oh, really?
That's for another time.
Nobody wants to hear that. I do love a good disaster story, though.
Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow.
That has nothing to do with me.
Have a good one.
See you then, Bob.
Thank you.